You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and it's time for us to talk about true love, not in a poetic way or a philosophical way, but in a practical, down-to-earth way. We'll discuss all types of love, when it's not real or a really bad imitation. We'll talk about what bad love is and how it manifests, and most importantly, how to really know love and all the ways that it manifests, meaning true love.
Yes.
This is a very important show for this Valentine season. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, let's start with the question about the biggest misconception about love and, well, true love.
That actions determine love.
Okay.
No. And, you know, I think you might have missed it, but so when we take care of mom, the Hallmark Channel runs continuously. So so this is Valentine's Day, or tomorrow's Valentine's Day, they were doing a show with Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that the premise of that show was she was trying to figure out the right guy for her.
Okay.
And of course, her sister was chiming in. Her mother was chiming in.
Mm.
And it was based on, well, he should have these traits, or they should have these traits.
Or these qualities.
Yeah,
if they have this
right.
Not quality, then, you know, get rid of them, that kind of thing.
So she had, I think it was two or three, two guys.
Okay.
And the one guy, she discarded him right from the beginning.
Okay.
And but he was the one that she eventually ended up with. You know, it goes back to...
Oh, so you just tell the plot, the ending of the
story.
I'll
get to that in just a minute. Okay. But, you know, you can't tell true love by actions. It's based... The whole show, I guess my point about the Hallmark was the writers of the script was based on a false premise.
Oh.
You know, and they were trying to show that there was a expert that that the sister was listening to.
I see.
And was saying, oh, the expert says this, and the expert says this, and this is what you should look for, and blah blah blah.
Okay.
And it's not a supermarket of love. Love is not like a supermarket where you go in and
get choose this and that and this
exactly.
detail and that. Okay.
You know, and we know from doing this for so long that there's been so many people have come to us that have a shopping list, or they do tests.
Yes.
You know,
by all means.
We went on the first date and did he open the door for me? Did he do these
right.
things, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You can fake those things. And, you know, I know this is an extreme example, but there are a lot of people in the world today, because we've been teaching people to become machines, that have traits like a psychopath. That sounds really extreme, but a psychopath, or that can act out a certain way,
right?
That looks very, very attractive.
Ah,
and really, the best machines are those that can play a role with integrity.
Oof. Okay.
You know, but when at the end of the day, when there's no one looking and it's just the two of you,
right?
You know, what's real love? What's true love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's this idea that the actions don't determine love.
Okay.
What really determines love is an energy.
You want to say that just one more time?
Well,
love is an energy.
That's too philosophical. Let's talk about it
okay.
differently.
All right.
You know, at the end of the day,
okay,
it's just you and I.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And there's a connection and there's a feeling.
Yes.
And the dogs feel it because they want to be with us.
Yes.
You
yes,
know,
it's true.
It's love. And, you
well,
know,
then there's the other part of it. So do a lot of other people. That's one of the things that I've noticed. People would give their, as my mother would have said, their eye teeth to spend time with us.
Yes. Well, but the point is, your mother, going back to your mother, she's not here, so I can talk about her.
Sure. Go ahead.
She never knew love.
No, she did not.
Well, so let me ask you, I mean, do you ever think you would have found love in this lifetime? If you went back before we met?
No. No. And I didn't find love. The only true love that I knew before you was my daughter.
Yeah.
And it was authentic. And yes, there was parts of her, and we're going to get into, you know, a few other things, especially in the next segment, but that's genuine, authentic love, your children. But how many people, I mean, so many people I know, they destroy that love in so many different ways.
With programming. You have to do this.
Yes.
You know, don't do as I say. Yes. You know,
yes, exactly.
So self-knowledge and seeing how you lie to yourself is one of the biggest foundation for the energy of true love.
Yes.
So when you don't have self-love,
mm-hmm.
which is self-knowledge, which is programming.
Yes.
It's self-love too, but it's self-knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
People, when you try and program yourself,
right,
it's a form of lying to yourself. So you go in front of the mirror and say, I'm a strong and confident person, over and over and over again.
Okay.
That's affirmations. We don't do a lot of affirmations here, you know, and that's why, is because it's a form of programming.
Correct.
That doesn't make you a strong and confident person.
No.
And so when you go out in the world, your energy of being a strong and confident person, you might be able to start acting that way.
Yeah.
But it may not be true.
Well, and what people really don't understand in all of what you're talking about is, what is true authenticity?
Well, and the reason is because we've been programmed to be machines.
That's right.
Act this way, yes. Think this way, yes. Feel
yes.
this way.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and exactly. instead of just saying, okay, how do I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't answer that question.
Right.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
We've had so many, we've done this for so many years, and we'll start a session with someone and say, oh, so how are you doing today? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest ones we hear from people. You tell me, what do you see? Well, I have to say, I want to just, you know, I want to say things that aren't very nice, because the expectation that I'm supposed to know, granted, I can see things that I'm supposed to know what somebody authentically wants.
Well, it's based on coming from a culture of programming.
That's right.
That says, think this way, act this way.
Yeah.
So after a certain period of time, we don't know how we feel.
Yes.
When someone says, how are you doing today? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the other thing, you know, and we've seen some really bad examples of love.
Yes, we have.
And
or what has been said to be love.
Possessiveness is a big one. We're going to talk some more about that in the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
There's this term called coercive control,
mm-hmm.
where there's been so many parents, and we've seen it because we see the children come to us. Okay?
Yes, yes.
And they're trying to reconcile a model of possessiveness that was named as love.
Yes. Yes.
And they don't know how to get out of it. I mean, they marry someone who's possessive.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents are possessive.
Correct.
They know intellectually that it probably shouldn't be that way.
Right.
But they don't know any other way
because they have been programmed to believe that's the only way to be.
You know, sexual abuse, controlling parents, mm-hmm. modeling in a family, one person dominating another.
Very common, by the way.
Thinking that's normal. That's love.
Yeah.
for the most part, you know, and this sounds very negative, you know, most people think about Valentine's show as a very happy one, you know, but most people don't even know what love is.
No,
and
that's right.
They go to Hallmark Channel and say, okay.
Oh, it's supposed to be that
that's
way.
That's how it's supposed to
the
look.
The fairy tale is supposed right. to be that way.
So they yep. can act that way for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it starts to break down yeah. and it doesn't yeah. show up very well. So.
Yes, that's a tough one. That really is.
You know, just one quick example.
Okay.
My first wife, uh-huh. which I always say is not you.
Thank you.
She died of cancer, but she grew up in being dominated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was too programmed.
I would say naive and programmed.
And I wanted to have a partnership
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to be told what to do so she could say, I don't want to do that and express her anger. Her anger was pretty strong.
Okay.
So she was never happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to find ways to create consensus.
Correct.
And it was just, it's kind of stupid really. Now that I think about it, you know, like looking backward, if I'd have just said, you have to do this, this, and this, we both would have been better off, but it just wasn't my nature. It's not my nature to do that. You know,
your nature is to actually tell the truth
and build consensus, have
yes,
you yep. know and, make and, find and, a way to have everybody relatively happy.
Well, yes, but
when
also,
it can happen, and sometimes exactly. when it can't, then this is the, you know,
exactly. So not to stop this conversation, yep. but Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
We're going to keep going in the next segment, but
okay,
actions do not determine true love. It's the quality of energy that determines true or authentic love.
Mm-hmm.
Self-knowledge and seeing how you lie to yourself is the foundation to see the energy of true love.
Yes.
And possessiveness is the ultimate bad love condition, where those who are possessed are kept from their personal evolution.
Mm.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to overcome bad love programming of your childhood so you can position yourself for real love.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about the biggest block to seeing the energy of love and what you can do about it. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
When the solutions to the challenges in your life are unclear, an executive business coach may be the answer. I'm Mark Fechner, and I specialize in coaching clients with issues related to performance, leadership, business relationships, and creativity. Any person or organization that wants to overcome mental blocks, create new possibilities, and achieve a higher level of performance can benefit from the services of a certified coach. Schedule a free consultation with me today at markfechner.com.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's LYNDALamp.com.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the biggest block to seeing energy of love and what you can do about it. Jason, what is the biggest block to seeing the energy of love? Wait a minute. Let me say this a little different. What keeps me from seeing real love and choosing good partners?
Neediness. And we've seen it so much of it for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, female neediness, we think of neediness in terms of females, but really male neediness is far more prevalent, except men package it differently.
Yes.
It comes in a much different package. Male neediness comes in a much different package, but it makes people choose bad relationships and stay in dysfunctional ones.
Right, right.
It's mutual neediness is often mistaken for love.
Oh,
you know,
very interesting.
I mean, you know, we see this, you remember that client, and we like to tell stories, but we try not to avoid stories that are current because of current clients, just for the own privacy, even though you can't identify them from the stories. But you know, we had a client a long time ago, and she talked about how her husband would stand up at the holidays and give these
I remember,
but
that
her things, what she didn't feel loved, she didn't feel connected. She didn't feel connected to him. She she wanted to have love in her life.
Yeah.
And this man was dead. Mm. And she stayed together because of neediness.
Right.
But when she finally decided to leave him, of course, he blamed us. He felt that we were influencing her, but he blamed us because he was programmed.
Yeah.
He was programmed to act. In his mind, he was a good husband because he was doing all the right things.
In other words, he had a great job. He was bringing in lots of money.
Yes.
He was being the best provider he knew how.
And we'd make these great speeches on the holidays. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so that's love, right? That's a good family, right?
Yeah.
Well, a machine, when you're programmed like a machine doesn't know whether you have love or not.
That's true. It doesn't care either.
It doesn't care. When two machines try and come together, true love is not possible. Now, this sounds like an extreme example, but we've all been programmed.
Yes.
When we first met, we had a lot of programming to overcome.
Boy, we did. And by the way, I just want to say, it's one of the reasons that we realized that removing negative energy was one of the best things we could do, because the things that came up that were underneath this programming, it was awesome.
Well, you know, I don't even remember, but there was a time that we finally figured out that and in the beginning we had a lot of fights, and we finally figured out that we weren't fighting with each other.
We were fighting our past.
Yes.
Yes.
And it wasn't fighting. We were acting out our life story.
Yes, we were.
And projecting it. I'm using psychobabble.
Okay.
You know,
but projecting language. It, throwing it at each other.
Yes. And saying, you're doing this to me. And she was saying, I'm doing this to her, you know, and it was none of it was true, really. It was just more, it was how we felt. So when we figured that out, and then we started working on our own programming, which is part of our emotional story that we had growing up. And things started to change.
Well, and what changed? Okay, and this is the point of, you know, we're talking about the energy of love. What changed was that the negative energies that were poking and pushing and prodding us to go at each other, what we realized is when we took that and dropped it in the processor, as we talked about, or in the garbage can, what we realized is this, who we were started to come forward, and we realized that who we were, what first off, wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And then, but also how it was, the important part was that because there wasn't this negative energy, we could actually communicate with each other in a way that we'd never communicated with anyone else before.
There's a clarifying that happens when
you move the negative. Yes.
Now people ask us, you know, they see the connection that we have.
Yes.
We've had so many comments about being on radio, but also being on video. They can see the connection that we have, and they ask us the secret to what we do it. But here's the secret: if you try and make it like us, it won't work.
Well said. I like that.
The way we did it is not because we have this method that if you duplicate,
it's not a formula.
Yes. That if you duplicate, you can have
the same. Yeah.
It's not true.
No.
It's because we identified our unique personal stories, me for mine and her for hers, and started clearing away the negative energy.
Correct.
That's when all of a sudden the fighting that we did in the beginning, it wasn't about us.
No. And we realized it. And one of the best things—
Because of the clearing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the best things of all was that when we started removing that negative energy, I remember, we still do it because it still happens, but we start laughing at the ridiculousness of the programming and how destructive it is to our lives all the way around.
Another way of saying that, the ridiculousness of the fights.
Yes.
Look what you did to the tube of toothpaste. How dare you? You left the cap on the counter. I mean, how dare you? You know, and one of the things that when you start removing that negative energy between two people,
yes,
the stupid stuff goes away and you build what I would call goodwill.
Yes, or a rapport.
A rapport, goodwill.
Yeah.
So when someone makes a mistake,
yeah,
instead of saying, sort of jumping on that mistake and saying, oh my gosh, see, now I got you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, first that becomes ridiculous because there's a part of you that knows when you're not stuck in the programming that pointing or telling someone how awful they are, as opposed to, hey, you know what? Let's clear that negative energy and move on. It works. You and I both know.
Oh my gosh. You know, and so at the end of the day, when the dogs want to be with us, and by the way, if you want to be with us, sorry. it's just for us.
Oh, I see. Okay, good.
You know, it's sometimes we do work, we do intuitive work, and we'll be very close. The dogs always want to
right in the middle of us.
Yeah, they always want to be there.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And in fact, if they're on the other side of the house, and we start doing that clearing, they come. They can sense it. And they come forward. So let's talk about neediness some more, because neediness comes from a lack of security, feeling insecure because of the way you grew up, and you know, we've talked. We talk about your family all the time. It's fun, but
they're entertaining as all get out.
There's a neediness.
Yes,
the neediness in my family wasn't as clear. You know, my mother was very needy. I'm seeing that now as she, you know, as we're taking care of her, even in dementia. But and in a way, she modeled that for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, she did.
Male neediness looks a lot different. But you know, there's many different forms, like loneliness is a form of neediness,
yes.
Fear of being alone, lack of confidence
to
go out and connect with people in a way that's meaningful for you.
Correct.
You know,
well, and I'm going to jump in and say, most people don't really know what they want.
Yeah.
And when there's neediness in the way, it creates this confusion is the way I'm going to say it. It creates, and that confusion, oh, it can just grab a hold and not let go.
Neediness is a negative energy. So when you mix that in to not knowing who you are and what you want, then it gets really strange.
Yes.
You know, I remember again, my first wife, she was needy for social connection, but she had she didn't have any social skills or confidence to go out into the world and make friends.
Herself. She wanted you to do it.
She wanted me to lead and do it. And of course, this was when I was in the Army, and oh my gosh, there wasn't time for that. You know, I could be social for a while, but at the end of the day, I didn't being social was not what I wanted to do.
Well, no, you wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can really understand that.
And rest. So, you know,
exactly.
Yes, you know,
and be with your daughter.
That neediness for attention is also another way. You know, look at me. We see that in social media. Look at me. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
You know, and that neediness creates conditions for people to want to be actors.
Yeah. Well, and without getting paid really good money to be an actor.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a client just recently tell me about a couples therapist. Was talking about giving a presentation about how love acts, and just just the way that's framed, you know, makes me quiver
in many different
personal ways. Yes. You know, if you talk to people about how to act in a loving relationship, you're telling them how to be good machines.
Correct.
And that never lasts. You know what? And here's the biggest thing. Oh my gosh. We should have started with this because and we'll talk some more about this. But when you take two programmed people.
Yes.
And you put them together, people are acting like machines. True love is never possible, and the relationship becomes dead.
Mm.
So we're in this community where there's a lot of retired people, quote unquote, or whatever that means.
Correct.
And when they get together, the women go off together and the men go off together.
Yeah.
And that is because they have no idea how to connect with each other.
Correct.
We stop going to those things because we don't want to, when we go out socially, we don't want to separate from each other.
We actually like each other.
We want to be together first be with other people second.
It's true.
And people don't get it.
Well, and I just want to say before, and I know we're at the end of this one, but we have had more people, we go into a store and we have had more people come up to us and say, you two have something very, very special. You two, there's this air about you that is very, very special. What's your secret?
Yeah.
What's your formula?
Well, they're looking for programming.
They really are.
And it's energy. It's not programming.
It is. Yes, it is.
You know, and that's what makes it go off. So,
okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Neediness makes people choose bad relationships and stay in dysfunctional ones.
Mm-hmm.
Neediness comes from a lack of feeling secure and a form of loneliness that is desperate to connect with anybody.
Yes.
Neediness for attention is often the way of taking energy from others and interferes with true love. We didn't talk about that. It's a neediness is a form of energy taking. Mm-hmm. Instead of having it for yourself.
Yes. Or sharing it.
Sharing it and then sharing it, having it for yourself first and then sharing it.
Right.
It's, I'm going to take it from you.
Yes, exactly.
And the ecosystem approach is designed to teach you how to identify and remove the negative energy associated with any form of neediness.
There you go.
That you might have now or in the future.
Correct. Or even in the past. In the next segment, we're going to talk about what true love is and how to create it in your life. It is not necessarily about a romantic partner, but can be of many great relationships. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. Are you ready to get excited about life again? Are you curious about finding your path to peace of mind? Join mental health advocate and intuitive guide Carell Richards on Redefine Your Worthiness to detach from who you think you need to be, to rediscover and reconnect to who you truly are. To learn more about Carell, visit indivinetime.com. That is INDIVINETHYME.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what true love is and how to create it in your life. It is not necessarily about a romantic partner, but can be part of many relationships. Okay, Jason, we've talked about many misconceptions about true love, but what is true love and or real love? What is it?
Well, it's an energy.
Okay.
That's why it's so difficult. That's why it's taken us so long to get to this point in the show.
Uh-huh.
Because, when people come to us and say, well, how'd you do it? Right. That's the wrong question. It's not about what we did, because what we did was unique to us.
True.
It, you know, had to do with my personal story, your personal story. Correct. You know, the connection that we have now is not because of anything that we did or any formula that we followed. It's because of the energy that goes between us.
Correct.
That when we're together, there's a connection, there's an intimacy.
Correct.
That is almost impossible to describe. One of the ways that I put this down on the outline for today.
Okay.
But when you have like a near-death experience,
yes,
you transcend your physical body and you have an energy experience.
Correct.
And that's the best way that I know to describe what we have together, especially in those moments. Now, when we're getting things done, we're going to the grocery store, you know, we usually do that together for the most part. You know, my job is to push the cart, look pretty, and pay the bill, you know, and
your point.
And, you know, and that works, but we do that in the
right
in the store. And
correct.
When we're doing functional things, it's not like we're that exchange of energy. We just are able to do that. Now to our credit.
Okay.
We did this. This is kind of stupid, but I want to bring this up.
Okay. I don't know what it is, everyone.
we had a light burnout in our overhead hood in the house.
Yes.
So we had to replace the lights. There was four lights and the connector was wrong. So we had to change the connector, and it was a little complicated.
Okay.
So I figured it out, but I didn't have the manual dexterity to do it. We did it together. This was, you know, most people, you know, we
cannot do that.
We don't like wallpaper, but if we had hang wallpaper together, we could do that. You know, we've done all these things together. And a lot of times when we're doing homeowner chores, which happens a lot around here.
Sure.
When we look around us, it's always individuals. You know, the husband's doing something and the wife's doing something, but they don't do it together.
And oftentimes, and not we don't do all of the jobs together, but oftentimes we do jobs together, or one of us will come in and have the hand just in the right spot at the right time, and which is amazing.
Well, it's part of our partnership.
It is.
It's a reflection. It's a symptom of mm-hmm. the good energy between us.
That is correct.
You know, and that is correct. Of course, you know, the lawn tractor, sweetie, is all mine. You can't, you know, you're not, I won't let you drive the lawn tractor. There are some things that are
sometimes
sacred.
He's so mean.
But
he loves that lawn tractor, I'm telling you.
But those things, that's not where the connection comes.
No.
The connection comes at the end of the day, and we're sitting on the couch, mm-hmm. and it's just you and I.
And the dogs. Don't forget about
the
dogs.
Yes. And it's sometimes we don't even talk. It's just the it's the feeling that we have.
That is correct.
And it's hard. It's I can't put it into words. The right. English language fails me to talk about this.
Correct.
And when you're programmed, you know, we've talked about programming so much in all of our shows.
Correct.
And people don't understand why it's such a bad big thing. Deal.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's why, you know, programmed people can't have true love.
Yes.
And having experienced with my sweetheart here, I can't imagine not having that in my love, in my life. And I think that it's our greatest asset.
So do I.
So when we're going forward to do more things with energy and to help you guys understand energy, we're going to do it together. And we always do it together. And
it's true.
We wouldn't think of it doing it in any other way.
No. But no. Well, and the irony about that is that was one of the things we figured out real quick.
Yeah.
We figured it out. It was a big deal. So, you know, Jason, I want to talk about the refined intuition.
Yes.
So that and evolved consciousness, because that is what happened with.
We throw that word around a lot.
Okay, so if you would
refined
talk about
intuition,
that,
yeah, evolved bit. Consciousness,
yes.
And a true self knowledge.
Yes. Oh,
you get that by using an energy process, using the ecosystem approach to remove the negative energy attached to your essence, and that's when the potential for true love happens.
Yes.
I think. One of my, you know, it's not like I had any great moves or lines when we first got together.
Oh, I can tell some stories, but I'll be nice and not do that to you all.
My claim to fame was that I saw who she was. It wasn't
me, I'll tell you.
It wasn't, some clever line. It wasn't some,
no.
You know, I didn't show her my, you know, my bicep, you know,
right.
It was that I showed her that I saw who she was in ways that most people, not only most people didn't, but even she didn't see for herself.
Yeah.
And
although I knew something was there, I didn't know what it was.
And she did the same for me.
Yes.
That was our connection. And if you think, well, I'm not intuitive enough to do that. Well, when you use the ecosystem approach,
you can be.
You develop your refined intuition.
That is correct.
And that evolved consciousness, you have an understanding of how the other person works.
Correct.
And instead of saying, you're bad because you acted this way, you say, oh my gosh, I see why you act that way.
So let's clear that.
Yeah.
And let's see what comes up. And the irony about all of this is that when you start using the ecosystem approach and you start removing the negative energies and the bad feelings of your past, the true authentic part of who you are, your essence, your soul, it starts to come forward in a way and be able to speak either through you or around you in a way that you never, ever, ever will expect.
You know,
it's awesome.
There's like I'm just making this up as I go along. Okay. But there's like a love dance that we do.
Yes.
That's not possible when you're programming yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's not possible to do that, to that dance with each other. And each couple has their own dance. Method.
Yes.
You know, you can also have that love dance with a child.
Oh, yeah.
But that comes from clearing away the negative energy between the two of you.
Yes.
You can have that with a sister or brother, a parent, you know, clearing the negative energy between you or not.
Well, and you know what? I want to jump in. When I started removing the negative energy of myself and my story, so to speak, there was parts that came forward of me that I was so shocked that they were actually authentically there.
Yeah.
And it made such a difference.
Part of self-knowledge is learning about parts of yourself that have been programmed out of you.
Yes, or blocked.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's like a big energetic block that you can't see who you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Authentically.
Well, and so one of the biggest points that I really want to make is that being highly programmed does not give or allow you to authentically love. And when you start removing that negative energy, you actually start to learn to love yourself. You go, oh my gosh, I really like this about me.
Yes.
And it's awesome. And yet there's still things, I mean, life is life. We collect negative energy all the time. But the bottom line is that when we have true self-knowledge, authentic knowledge about ourselves and who we are, then we can start to share that with each other.
Yes.
And that's a gift, everyone. It's awesome.
And in spite of what you may think, it's not negativeness. It's not negative at all.
No, it's truly not. And that is what is truly amazing. So, Jason, let's talk about the key points, and then let's tell everyone how to do the removing negative energy. Okay. What do you say?
Highly programmed people and those who have lots of negative energy attached can't have true love. I'm sorry, I'm just the messenger.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be negative. But we all have the ability to remove that.
Yes.
So, if you use refined intuition and evolved consciousness and true self-knowledge, those are the path to true love.
Yes.
When you're cleared enough negative energy, magic starts to happen. True love energy surrounds you and elevates you. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to have that transcendent experience of true love.
I love that. Okay, Jason, tell everyone how to remove negative energy.
So it's very easy. Your posture doesn't matter. You can be sitting, standing, walking, laying down. Mm-hmm. We often do two things at once when we're clearing, you know, whether it's in the shower, whether it's dishes, whether it's cooking, you know. So when we say to eliminate, as part of what we say, just in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up what we say to eliminate. And all the way from the tips of your toe out through your body.
That's
and
great.
Blow that gently into the processor. Jacob's putting up a picture of the processor
and
right
if
now.
You can't see it. Use the garbage can and the garbage can, whatever you put in the garbage can is not going to come back.
And I suggest you do it our way in the beginning, especially.
Yes.
People want us to do it their way. And frankly, because we've been programmed, we don't see energy. We don't know what's works and what doesn't. We know that this works because we do see energy, and we've seen it for over 20 years and how successful it's been.
Exactly. And then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. We're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head, go to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it there. We're going to ask it to turn around and blow out any negative energy left over. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to remove the negative energy of bad love and then create the energy so you can have what? Good love. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show 1-800-930-2819.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you start to remove the negative energy of bad love and then create the energy so you can have good love. I really like that. Yeah. That's really amazing. So, Jason, go for it.
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that possessiveness that many mistake for love has been modeled for many people. It may not be your fault if you think that's what love is. Take a breath. Gather up all those barriers.
And throw them in that processor or garbage can. And I'm going to shorten it up just a little bit and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that when programmed people get together, the result is a dead relationship. A lot of wasted time there. Nice and easy. You don't need that. Pick it up and throw it in the processor.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress I have because my relationship feels dead to me. Mm. You know, don't worry about it. Clear the negative energy and see what happens.
And I'm telling you, you will at least laugh. It's wonderful. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame I have because I believe my bad relationships are my fault. Might not exactly be true.
Programming has done so much damage, and we don't even, by the time we figure out that it's a problem, that we've already been programmed.
Yes.
So
take a breath and throw it away. You don't need that.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my own possessiveness that I've been trained in that affects my current relationships. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
You know what? I'm going to add one here. And to eliminate any jealousy and possessiveness and neediness to be right and to have the love exactly the way I believe it's supposed to be. I release and let go all of that programming. It doesn't serve me. Take a breath and throw it away.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see whether I'm loved or possessed by my relationship now. Yes. Take a breath.
And blow it out. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have about being a machine in relationships with no real love. Pick it up. You don't need it. Throw it away. By the way, we were created to authentically love. That's the one thing I meant to say.
Exactly. And connect that way. With energy.
Yes.
The barriers so we can see that my neediness keeps me from deep and lasting love.
Yes. Take a breath. Blow it out. And to eliminate any resentment I have that true love seems so difficult in today's world. It doesn't have to be. Take a breath. Get rid of that possessiveness, that neediness. Throw it away.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to removing my neediness so I can have a better relationship and deeper relationships.
Yes. Take a breath and blow it out. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that removing negative energy attached to me is the way to true love. Take a breath. Throw it away. You don't need it.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that identifying my emotional story and removing the negative energy is the way to true love.
Take a breath. Blow it away. and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that using the ecosystem approach gives me the tools for true love. Take a breath and throw it away. Can I activate some life force?
Here we go.
Follow along. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy to have the clarity, awareness, and objectivity and even indifference that I need and want so I can see who and what is in my highest and best interest and how I want to get rid of negative energy for me so I can have what I authentically want. Nice and easy, pull it in and blow out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have true love by just removing the negative energy attached to me.
Take a breath and blow out any negative energy left over. And to activate life force so I can trust that removing negative energy is the way for me to have deep, satisfying love starting right now today. By the way, starting the love that I need for myself first. Pull it in. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Ask it to turn around and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus on having better relationships by removing my bad energy attached to me.
Love it. Take a breath.
That's one of the first things we agreed to do.
Yes, it was.
Is that we're going to focus not on each other.
On ourselves.
First.
Yes. And it worked. It was wonderful. So, and to activate life force so I can be aware and happy and learn to love myself and then learn to love others, but also be objective and creative and I don't know if I said it, but have laughter, but also know that I can heal myself by using the ecosystem approach starting right now. Today, nice and easy, pull it in, tips of your toes, stop it right there, turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Sex, love, and evolution. Is that the key to life?
Oh.
So this is because I was, you know, listening to too much of Mick Jagger.
Oh.
You know? And yeah, he was the one that said sex, what was it? Sex,
drugs, and rock and roll.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he said that.
Yeah, that was his. And you know, obviously that didn't work well for him. And he's had follow-on comments from that.
Okay.
But sex, love, and evolution, I think, could be the key. And this is based on, it's kind of our response to a Harvard study.
Okay.
And by the way, we just bought the book and we can read that.
Oh, we did. Week. Oh, okay.
So, you know, so... it's going to be a response to that because Harvard has been doing this study about happiness for many, many years. I don't know how many. It's 50, 60, 70 years.
Is and that
it's,
right?
It's the most exhaustive study on happiness. And we're going to talk about how that won't tell you how to be happy. It'll tell you what they found happy people do. They tell you the symptom, just like with us.
Okay.
People see us and say, oh, you're so happy. You're so much in love.
Right.
What's your secret?
No.
You want a formula. That's the problem. So we're going to talk about all that. And but no, it's not sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's really sex, love, and evolution. So
I see.
We're going to talk all about that next week.
I love it.
So, you know, if we touched your heart today, if you're saying, okay, if you're depressed, if this says, oh my gosh, you know, my love life isn't what I want it to be, please don't be discouraged. The thing to do is two things. One, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section.
Okay.
You'll get the clearings every week. They'll be written out for you. What to say is right there. The processor, a picture of the processor is right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you need to do the clearings. And then listen to the show every week.
Right.
Because we start to teach you how to work with energy in your life as opposed to being programmed.
Okay.
And it doesn't require that you make your hair pink or do weird things. It's all an internal process. It's you can be very normal and do this process, and you'll enjoy it. And okay. Then if you want more information, you can go to our website on Facebook,
okay,
theecosystemapproach.org. You can see our videos there. If you go there, please like us while you're there. We okay. always appreciate that.
Okay. All right. So anything else we want to say before we...
It's just that, you know, if you're listening today, you deserve to have love in your life.
Yeah.
And if you've accepted the fact that love isn't really for you,
yeah,
please don't do that.
Yes.
You know, you deserve to have this exchange of energy. It may not be with a romantic partner. It might be with someone else.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You need to have that starting with you first.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.